are now listening to another episode on Queen and Me. Welcome back to this week's episode of the Queen and Me podcast. I am your host, Laquita Wallace, and if this is your first time tuning in, thank you so much for taking the time to listen today. The goal of my podcast is to uplift, inspire, to help you find your God-given gift, talent, what makes you happy, and be empowered in it. If you are my recurring listeners, thank you again for always tuning in each week. You guys have helped me reach 2,000 downloads since I've started in past December. And that means so much to me that you guys and what I'm saying is someone's listening is helping someone. So thank you so much for tuning in. This week's episode is super lit, guys. This is the Born Queen birthday edition. So you know what that means. My birthday. This is my birthday month. Actually, my birthday is in 2 days. So August 23rd, a queen was born. And we'll be celebrated on that day. So guys, make sure you check out all my social media for any updates that I share. It's just been a blessing to still be amongst the living because it truly could have been a different way for me. And so I'm going to just share some things that I've learned over this past year, and I hope it inspires you, encourages you to never give up. Don't let what hurts you keep you down and to continue to trust God and keep going. So with that said, let's get started. All right, so since this is my birthday month, hey Virgos, I felt it was necessary to make a list of some of the most important things that I've learned so far. And most importantly, over this past year, I've been through quite a bit. You guys know that I started this podcast because I dealt with depression and anxiety. Anxiety is not something to be taken lightly. It is hard to really cope and deal with certain things. You're always overwhelmed. You're stressed a lot. So, you know, me starting this podcast gave me an outlet to start to speak, to find my own voice. And it wasn't because someone muted me. It's because I didn't know the importance of my voice and the importance of myself being an independent or anything. So, you know, when I say that, you know, it definitely could have been another way for me. I'm so grateful to still be here, still be alive, to have almost seen 35 years in 2 days. This is just, I mean, I'm overwhelmed with joy because it definitely could have been a different sad story. I've contemplated suicide before. I've contemplated hurting myself before. I've contemplated not being here. So to be here, to still be here, I know that it there's purpose for me. I know that, you know, God isn't through with me yet and he still has work for me to do. And I really hope that me sharing and being transparent during all my podcasts about even my personal issues, that someone can say, you know, she got through what she went through and, you know, I can get through it too. So if you're out there and you've contemplated, you know, not being here anymore or hurting yourself, my first recommendation is definitely talk to somebody. Find somebody that you trust, that you can talk to about the things that you're dealing with. Even if you feel like you can't talk to your significant other, your parents, find somebody who will listen, unbiased, who's going to be there to help you, to pray with you, whatever it is. Because sometimes just speaking and just talking about how you're feeling without feeling judged is what is needed. So find somebody to talk to. So I definitely want to say that first, because like I said, there's a ton of people out here who's dealing with this and nobody's saying anything. So I wanted to share that first, but this is a lit episode. Like I said, this is Born Queen. I am a queen. I know my true essence, and my birthday is in 2 days. And I want to share with you guys some of the things I've learned so far. First thing is you are going to get criticized no matter what you do. So do it anyway. Do your thing. Like, this is huge. I've learned this over just the last year. And the reason I say that is that no matter how well you're doing, no matter how far you think you've come, there's always going to be some naysayers. There are always going to be people criticizing your every move. They're not going to like how you dress. They're not going to like how you put the mayonnaise on the bread. They're not going to like how you walk. They're not going to like how you speak or how you write. How it does not matter. You're going to get criticized regardless, because let's face it, there are some negative Nancys out here. And regardless of how well you think you're doing, no matter what, you know, you have to know that what they're saying is irrelevant to you, and you got to keep going anyway. So you got to remember that you're going to get criticized no matter what. If you keep that in your head, and it's not trying to say that you're keeping a negative mindset, it's kind of say that you're being realistic and knowing that everyone in our society is not like you. Everybody's not nice like me. Everybody's not kind. Everybody's not supportive. Everybody's not the same. So just keep in mind that there are some people who just don't like to see other people do better than them or do well in anything. So let them continue to criticize. Don't listen to them and do your thing anyway, period. Number two, holding on to grudges gets you nowhere. Let it go and heal. This is huge. This is huge. Over this year, like I said, the past year of my life has been very hard, difficult. You know, a lot of things have transpired. I've had friends say things I never thought they'd say about me or to other people about me, because they never said it to me. But I've had some people say things and it really burned me to my core. Like, it scarred me so deep. I was tremendously hurt. And I didn't think that I could kind of come back from it. You know, because, you know, I've always wanted to feel like I belonged, like I had, like, people truly in my corner, regardless of everything. And I don't feel like, you know, even my friends, you know, and it could have been things that were said just out of context or whatever, but in the end, it still hurt me. And, you know, for a while, I held on to it so long, like, I always say that I know that the Lord sends us through tests. I know that we go through different tests. And I'm like, Lord, this is a repetitive test for me. Like, this keeps happening. You know what I mean? I'm like, well, what's wrong with me? Like, do I need to check me? Like, what am I doing? But I feel like it was just a stage that the Lord had to help me build thick skin, to build my character, to help push me so I can continue to thrive. And the first thing I had to do so that I can do that was to let go of every grudge I had, forgive, let it go so that I could heal from inside out. And I think that, you know, over the past year, that is exactly what I've been able to do. And I thank God for that, because holding on to stuff, man, I've heard said before, like, if I keep my fist balled up, you know, so long of the things that I'm holding on to and I never open it up, if I keep it balled up, I can never receive anything else either. Yeah, I'm going to hold on to this also, but I can never receive good. I can never receive kindness. I can never receive love. So I had to open it up and release all that old stuff so I can receive all the good that God had for me. So definitely, listen, you holding a grudge, forgive them. You don't even have to forgive them to their face. Forgive them for you. You don't have to forgive for them. Forgive them for you, so that you can heal and move forward. And you can still talk to them. You don't have to let them go. Some people say, some situations, don't get me wrong, you just need to brush them people off. You need to just let them be where they at. But in other situations, you don't necessarily have to write the people off. You can still love them. You can still support them. You can still be there for them. You know, and that's true growth. That is true growth. But let it, whatever it is you're holding on to, whatever grudge it is, let it go so that you can heal. Number three, the impossible is actually possible. Man, this is for real. Like, I believe it. Like, the things that we deem impossible, like, I never thought I would be 100% working for myself and actually having income coming in and doing quite well. I always dreamed of it, but I didn't know it was actually possible. Like, my goal, this is my vision, like, what I wanted, like, it was definitely on the board, for sure. But I didn't think that it was truly, truly possible. But you continue to put in that work, you continue to trust and believe in yourself and your talents and your gifts. And what you'll start to see is the things that you thought were never reachable, never attainable, start to come to pass. And this is definitely true. So I encourage each and every person who is listening that regardless of what you think may be impossible for you to do, going back to school, whatever it is, I don't care what it is, making that big move, whatever it is, whatever you think is impossible, you won't make it, you won't survive it, remember that you can do all things through Christ. And what you think is impossible, God has always been able to make possible. Not by our might. Listen, but absolutely. And this has been amazing. So trust your gut. Believe in yourself. Continue to work. You're going to see your efforts come to pass. Like, those efforts are not in vain. You're going to see the work, and you're going to be able to see, man, I made it. I did it. It's possible. Everything that you want is possible. So trust yourself. Number four, family is where happiness begins. I would be so wrong to say that I've never been through anything in relationships and in family or anything like that. It's been just super perfect. It is not. I would be so wrong to lie to you guys and say that this isn't absolutely perfect. It has not. I've had ups and downs. I've had hurt. I've had pain, disappointment, and vice versa. And I feel like I've called some as well. But what I'm thankful for, what I've learned even during the pandemic, especially, like, was able to open my heart and my mind and allow my family to heal from a lot of the pain in the past of things that we've went through or have been hurt by in relationships, and grow us stronger. Like, and truly, like, I am so truly happy in my life right now, and I'm just so grateful. Like, I can't even explain how happy I am. And I thought, like, man, Lord, it had to happen through the pandemic. Like, we had to go through the drought of the pandemic to really see the love that we had always had before. And if that's what it took, I thank God for it. Listen, because happiness truly begins. Family is definitely what happiness is. Like, they love you. They really are there for you. They want to see you do good. You know, I know we all got that one. We all got a couple of different ones that, you know, not all the same. But family truly is there for you. And you just got to be a supportive family member. Be a loving family member. Be a pusher for your family. Like, you can't just be receiving stuff and you ain't going to give it back. Family is family. We all make it go around. So we all have to contribute in some type of way. But happiness definitely starts at family. And I'm so thankful that, you know, in this place in my life, the things that I've been through did not keep me bound, did not cause divorces, didn't cause, you know, excommunications of family. I'm so grateful that God healed every single thing that we were dealing with, that I've been through with other people in our families. And I'm so grateful that now I can see and feel true happiness. This, you know, so this is definitely what I learned. These are all my personal. I challenge you guys to write your own list. You know, what has the year, if it's your birthday, what would be on your list? Think about that while I'm going over mine. Like, what would be on your list of things that you've learned just in the past year? Number five, it is what it is. There's no such thing as, like, what's fair and what's unfair. I just think that things that we deal with in life, you know, what comes our way, it was just meant for us to deal with. So that's why I say, you know, it is what it is. I don't let a lot of things bother me too much. Like, stuff that I would have, you know, in the past, like, that would really just burn my soul. Like, I don't let it bother me as much as I would before. Like, it would hurt me, but I would just be like, well, that was a learning experience. It is what it is. You know what I mean? So we have to take every lesson, like, take everything that we deal with, like, as a lesson to teach us to grow, to be able to teach someone else. Like, I went through that. You don't react the way I reacted. You know, if there's a better way, then go the new route, go the better route. So just understand that not everything, you know, there's not, you know, everything, oh, it's so unfair, or I can't believe that they got this and I ain't got this. I can't believe that they, you know, they shouted them out. They didn't say anything to me and I helped them too. You know, you can't look at things like that. First of all, if you're somebody who supports somebody and all you were looking for was somebody to shout your name out, bruh, definitely don't do it. Don't do that again. Okay. Because I'm not an accolade person. I don't need nobody to say publicly what I've done for them in private. Ever. You don't ever have to do that. Do I appreciate it? Yes, I do appreciate it. I'm very grateful, and I'm grateful that you thought to even do that, but you do not have to do that for me. So, you know, I'm a giver at heart. So if I do something for somebody, I don't expect them to say anything. You know, if they say thank you, that's all it will. I just follow the heart, my heart. And if I felt the need to give, I give. And you don't have to post it on social media and say, oh, this person did this, this, this. You don't have to do that. I'm very grateful that you do, but I'm not an accolade. I don't need anybody to know what I've done. You know what I mean? For me to feel good about myself. I know that I'm doing the right thing and I love you as a person. And if I help you, I helped you out of the kindness of my heart. So it is what it is. Number six, no one is going to do anything for you. Make it happen yourself. I don't even think I have to explain that in any way. It's really self-explanatory. For me, yeah, sometimes I felt like, even with kids, you know what I mean? Sometimes when I had my kids, sometimes I felt like family should have been more supportive. Like they should have reached out to see if I needed to sleep. They want to watch the kids so I could sleep for a couple of hours. Yeah, I did. I really did. I kind of felt a little entitled. Like I got a new baby. Ain't nobody trying to check on me. Ain't nobody trying to see if I need help. What's going on? Like what's really good? Like why nobody, you know, in that situation, don't get me wrong. Like, trust, every new mom needs some type of support because sleep is far and in between. But in life in general, you have to understand that everything is just not going to be handed out. Everything's not just going to be given to you. What work are you doing to see it happen? What are you putting in? What efforts are you putting in to make this happen yourself? And I had to learn that over time. Like, I can't sit back and wait on the Lord to just do it. I got to get up and do the work. Faith without works is dead. Like, I got to get up and move my feet. I got to get up and make business plans. I got to get up and create this outline. I got to have things that I have to do. If I want to see good happen, if I want to see the great things that I desire come to pass, like, what work was I doing? So I had to remember that. People ain't going to just up and do this work for you. You know, you got to make it happen yourself. And number seven, you never know. That was like what I titled number seven. And the reason I did this because you never know what can happen in a year's time, in a month's time, in a week's time, in a day's time. You never know. So whatever you aspire, whatever you dream of having, whatever you desire to do, trust and believe that it's possible. It can happen. You never know. Don't count yourself out. You don't know what's possible. You don't know what can happen in a short amount of time. Stop looking at everybody else's growth. You don't know how long it took them to get there. I see somebody's social media had like 200 and some odd thousand, and all they were doing was posting some food. And I'm like, bro, like, is that all I gotta do? Like, do I need to change what I'm doing to get my social media popping? Like, what in the world has happened? But you don't know how much work they put into creating their craft, into being a chef and designing the plate and making the food look delicious and edible and people wanted to love it. And how long it took them to grow the platform. I don't know what they went through. So don't look at their basket and all the apples they got in their basket. Focus on what you got to do. And focus on what can happen for you, you know, because you never know what's possible. It can happen overnight. Sensations happen overnight. Trust. Social media will make you popping, especially if your content's great. So don't count yourself out. You never know what can happen in a short amount of time. And lastly, embrace 35. I am 35. Personally, this was like to embrace my own, the new age, the new year, this new year. Healing starts within mind, soul, and body. And this year, like I say, it's been a roller coaster at times. I didn't know who I was at times. I allowed a lot of hurt to define who I was. I allowed a lot of pain to keep me from moving forward. I allowed a lot of things to keep me from wanting to be around people, to try to, you know what I mean? Like, I allowed a lot of things to really keep me from doing what I should be doing. And that's not cool. But in this new year, I'm going to embrace me, all of me, flaws and all. I'm not going to allow the words, the negative, anything to detour me from what the path that I know I'm supposed to be on. I'm trusting and I'm believing and I'm acknowledging who I am. And that is a beautiful, amazingly talented Black queen. And I'm going to embrace every bit of me if I do it all by myself. Even if I'm all by myself. Now, my husband loves all me. You understand me? You understand? All of it. So I ain't got to worry about him. But how do I feel about myself? And I'm going to make sure that the same love that I show others, I'm going to show to myself in this new year. The same love my kids love on me, I'm going to show that same love to myself and to others, of course, but especially to myself, because self-care has always been on the back burner when it came to me. And I had to learn within this last year that you are definitely important, and you're not going to be effective if you don't have yourself together. You know what I mean? So overall, this has been a very great year. This past 34 has been good to me. It's taught me a lot. It's built character. It's made me stronger. I've built so many great relationships, rekindled some things, healed, and let go of a lot of things. And I'm so grateful to still be here, because it definitely could have been another way. I'm so grateful to be here. I'm so grateful to be able to share my story on my platforms. Guys, if you do not follow me, please, please, please click the links in my description so you guys can connect with me on social media. I'd love to hear from you. If you want to support this beautiful queen of yours for her birthday, there's a support tab in the link. My Cash App is also going to be in the link. I take all donations. So trust me, I will thank you. I will surely thank you. Whatever you want to give, I thank you. But guys, thank you so much for listening, taking the time to listen to little old me and sharing sharing and listening on the Queenie Me platform. This journey has been an amazing one, and I will continue to do it and commit and be faithful to it, because I know there's others out there who truly, truly need to hear from me and hear my story. Hear somebody who relates to them. And I'm glad I can be that person, that voice for you. Thank you so much again. We've reached over 2,000 downloads on our podcast. And that's just a blessing all by itself. And I just want to thank you all for tuning in and listening. And until next time, later for the birthday chick. Bye, guys. Peculiar.